Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in the Anointed One, Jesus. Those who don't conduct their lives following the flesh, but following the Spirit. This is because the law of the Spirit of God's life operating in you through the Anointed One, Jesus, frees you from the principle of sin and death. For the law was ineffective, being weak, because it only worked through the efforts of the flesh, that is, willpower, human reasoning, etc. But God sending His own Son in the form of sinful flesh in order to treat the problem of sin brought judgment against the sin in the flesh, so that the ordinances of the law would be fulfilled in those who don't conduct their lives following the flesh, but following the Spirit. For those who are walking according to the flesh think about the things of the flesh, but those who are walking according to the Spirit have their mind filled with the thoughts, that is, the ideas and opinions, etc., of the Spirit. For the mind focused on the flesh produces death, but the mind attuned to the Spirit brings God's life and peace. This is because the fleshly mind is hostile to God, for it does not submit to the law of God. In fact, it's not able to do so. Consequently, those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not controlled by the flesh, but by the Spirit, if truly the Spirit of God lives in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of the Anointed One, he is not of him. And if the Anointed One is in you, on the one hand, your body is without the power to do what is right because of sin, but on the other hand, your spirit is full of God's life because of being made right with God. Moreover, if the Spirit of Him who resurrected Jesus from the dead lives in you, He who resurrected the Anointed One, Jesus, from the dead will even empower your perishable bodies to live righteously through His Spirit which lives in you. Dear note, please note that there is a great difference between fulfilling the law and keeping it. Here we see that through the Spirit, believers actually fulfill the law, not keep it. End of dire note. So then, brethren, we do not owe anything to the flesh which would compel us to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, your expectation is only death. But if by the Spirit you put to death the fallen practices of the body, you will be full of God's life. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the mature sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit which takes you back to slavery to sin, resulting in fear, but you received the Spirit of sonship, through which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies together with our spirit that we are children of God. And if we are children, then we are also heirs, truly heirs of God and joint heirs with the Anointed One, if, in fact, we suffer with Him, so that we may also be glorified with Him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which will be revealed in us. For the creation is waiting with intense anticipation for the revealing of the mature sons of God. Now the creation was subjected to degradation, not voluntarily, but because of Him who subjected it, in the hope that even the creation itself will also be delivered from the slavery of decay into the liberty of the children of God when they are glorified. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers birthing pains until today. And not only this, but we also who have the initial offering, that is the first fruits of the Spirit, even groan within ourselves, waiting to be placed as mature sons, that is the full release by ransom, the glorification of our body. For we were saved with this hope, but hope which is seen is not hope, for who hopes for something which he already sees? But if we hope for something which we don't yet see, then we patiently wait for it. And in the same way, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses, for we don't even know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings which cannot be expressed in words. And he who searches the hearts also understands the thoughts of the Spirit. Therefore he intercedes for the ones set apart for God according to the will of God. Now we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, specifically to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predetermined that they would be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And whom he predetermined, those he also calls. And whom he calls, those he also makes just. And whom he makes just, he also glorifies. Begin Dyer Commentary. This is something which will happen at his coming. End Dyer Commentary. What then can we say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who didn't spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also together with him freely give us all things? Who is the one who accuses God's chosen? It is God who considers them innocent. Who is the one who condemns? It is the Anointed One, Jesus, who died, and even more, who rose from the dead, who is in the place of supreme honor and authority of God, and who also intercedes for us. What could separate us from the love of the Anointed One? Will affliction, or anguish, or persecution, or hunger, or nakedness, or danger, or sword be able to? Even as it is written, "For your sake we are put to death all day long. We are considered as sheep ready for slaughter." Psalm 44:22. But in all these things we are completely victorious through the One who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor heavenly rulers, nor powers, nor things which now are, nor things in the future, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in the Anointed One, Jesus our Lord. This is the end of Romans chapter 8. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries. Not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.